The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marissa Kleist, subbing in for Reba, and she is out of town.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba, where every Tuesday at 3 o'clock, we bring you information on real estate and finance and always have on good, interesting, special guests. Just like today, right, Marissa?
Yes. Today we have Tom Watson here in the studio.
Ow! That's right. Welcome, Tom. Now, you're not the famous golfer, right?
No, and there's a... The president of IBM was named Tom Watson. It's a pretty common name, but those aren't me.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to rechange all my questions then for you. So I wanted to know about the PGA Tour, but I guess we'll Tom is project manager with the Recycling Environmental Services for King County and going to be talking about some interesting programs that King County has going on. So welcome, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. Great to be here.
Yep. And Marissa, you are Reba's able sidekick, and you're helping her keep the business afloat while she's off in Panama, right, enjoying some rays?
Wow. Yeah, I am. We've got a lot going on while she's out, but I think our team's very capable. So with our two other assistants, Jessica and Angela, we'll keep things running right along.
Very cool. Well, just a reminder, too, this is a live call-in show. If you have questions regarding real estate or finance or anything for our guest, please give us a ring. You can call us toll-free at 866-712-1300. And what's your contact information, Marissa?
You can reach me at info@teamreba.com or marissa@teamreba.com.
That's right, because we're always taking questions off the air, and we have people emailing us in after the show, or maybe some are just a little bit chicken to call us up while the show's running.
We won't bite.
No, not at all. We're always happy here to answer your questions, and so you can reach your real estate related questions as info@teamreba.com. If you have finance specific questions and you'd like confidentially to talk about those, you can also reach me at ericismybanker is my Twitter handle, or email is eric@ericismybanker.com. That's E-R-I-C. And as we kind of get into our show today, should we talk a little bit about the market, about rates?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good plan.
Right. Well, for weeks we've been talking about the Federal Reserve meeting and their big June meeting, speculation about whether they'll increase interest rates or not. The Fed is meeting today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, most likely around 11 o'clock or so in the morning, they'll make an announcement on what they're going to do with interest rates. The consensus right now is that I need a drum roll from our producer David here. Actually, the consensus is absolutely nothing. We don't think that we're going to see any change to rates, at least at this meeting. We're just kind of keeping an eye on what's going on in the world economy, especially. There's a tremendous amount of weakness out there. In fact, the news in the financial markets today was that Germany just issued a series of bonds at negative interest rates.
Can they do that?
They can do that. It's essentially a move of desperation. Other countries have done this recently, most notably Denmark and Sweden and Japan. And what happens is if you buy this bond, you know, from the German government, if you hold that bond to maturity, you'll get back less than what you initially invested. Doesn't that sound like a great deal?
So who would be buying these? I'm not sure I would partake.
It's almost more of a hedge. I mean, nobody intends to keep these bonds for their full maturity. They think they'll hopefully increase in value. But it's a way to stimulate the economy, to spur investing. They want people borrowing rather than saving at this point. They want them spending to get their economies moving along, and it's sort of a desperate act to make that happen. Little bit goofy there, though, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't understand how that would stimulate growth, but I mean, it makes sense.
Right. Well, and the other part of it is you know, let's say that you're a big, I don't know, a bank, and you have a whole bunch of money on deposit, and it's sitting on the sidelines, and you're being charged a negative interest rate on it. You know, all of a sudden that's going to penalize banks or large institutions holding large deposits to almost force them to get that money out there, to lend that money to get it working in the system and further boost the economies. So interesting times right now in the financial markets. They're a little bit upside down right now. The good news as part of that is that bad news, when we're speaking of mortgage rates, is good. And mortgage rates are still at record lows. As a matter of fact, we dropped down a little bit this week from last week. Conventional conforming 30-year fixed rate loans, we're sitting right around 3.625%, 3 5/8%. 15-year fixed rates under 3%, around 2.875. FHA 30-year fixed rates hovering right around 3.375, which is some of the lowest I've seen in my career. And jumbo rates are hovering right around the 3.625% mark. So,
oh, wow.
So money is you know, on the mortgage side of it, very, very affordable. Some of the best that we've actually seen. So it's a good time if anyone's interested in refinancing or out there to get buy that home. You know, it's your apparently American duty to get out there and stimulate the economy, because heavens knows we need it a little bit right now. So that's the, kind of our wrap up on interest rates right now. Marissa, you want to introduce our guest?
Absolutely.
Guess
yeah,
you already
we,
did, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We had Tom Watson here, project manager for the Recycling and Environmental Services over at King County.
That's right. So welcome, Tom. And you're here to talk about a pretty cool program. A couple. We're going to talk about a few things today, you know, a couple. The one that really caught our attention was ThreadCycle. So, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, the idea with ThreadCycle, it's almost more of a concept than a program. It's the idea that when you're donating things to thrift stores, all of us, when we're moving, when a family member passes away, and even in our regular life, we have so many possessions that we need to cull them sometimes and donate them. And the idea with ThreadCycle is that you can donate clothing even if it's stained or torn, and that, instead of going to the thrift stores for them to resell it, those go to recycling markets.
Got it.
And so it's expanding the idea of what you can donate to different charities. And the ThreadCycle program in King County has participating charities, and that's all on the website. You can just search for a ThreadCycle and find it, King County ThreadCycle. And many of the major ones, such as Goodwill and Salvation Army, Value Village, and the charities they work with, they are participating in this. So if you aren't sure, check with them. But then you can just, instead of worrying about, they won't want my socks with holes in it or my T-shirt with a little stain, just throw it all in together and they will sort it out. And that encourages people to donate more. And it's a cool thing. People really like it, that it really expands recycling, for one thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was surprised. I looked into some of the stats, and it looks like out of everything that's donated, only about 5% is actually resold in, like, the Goodwill or the Salvation Army. So all those other donations, it's awesome that they're able to recycle them.
I think that really varies, and that's the percentage that is resold, maybe locally, and some of it may be resold other places. But it is good to expand the amount of things that people can bring in, basically just to make it easier for people to donate items. It's really better to try to reduce the amount of waste, even if it's for recycling and reuse, that we're creating by buying secondhand, buying at thrift stores. And And they used to, there used to be sort of a stigma to that, but now there's some really high-end stuff you can get at consignment stores and thrift stores.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's really changed, and there's such a competition now among the thrift stores to get donations, because especially when the economy was down.
Oh, sure, sure.
And that's one reason a lot
it's
of them...
It's a cutthroat industry, this is, yeah.
It is. That's why they want to participate in this program, because it makes it easier for people to donate if they can just throw everything in there. The only real limitations, if something is wet or if it was like a rag that was used to wipe up oil or something,
oh,
if
sure,
it's smelly
sure.
or moldy or wet, then you put that in the garbage. But
wow.
but anything else? Yes.
You know, I've just recently been going through and just purging stuff from my house and getting it all cleaned up, and I've used quite a few of your King County services. You know, down they know me pretty well down at the Bow Lake transfer station there. Fantastic place.
That's one of our nicest stations. It's new. People driving on I-5 can see it. It's that big structure, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
East of I-5, and that's one of our most beautiful places.
And part of my background, I've done a fair amount of renovating homes and things like that, and so I have a dump trailer where, you know, I can go up and push the button, and the trailer dumps just like a dump truck. Man, that place, I can pull in. I get the VIP treatment, go right on in. I've never had to wait. And even checking out, it's all automated. You know, you just, you know, hit your debit card and it's super fast, super efficient. So
save on some manual labor there.
I get excited about this. I think that's pretty good deal because, I remember growing up going to the dump and it's like it took a long time to get
there
everything.
As long, I guess.
Right.
That's probably benefits.
I know. We also got to bring our BB guns and shoot at anything that moved in the pile. You know, I don't think you can do that
the bad
these
old days.
Days,
Eric.
Suppose you can't do that anymore, can you?
No.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, so we're going to be talking more about this Threadbare program, but Thread Cycle, excuse me.
Threadbare, I like that too.
So pretty much anything, as long as it's not completely soiled and everything, will work for this. And so it's not like there's King County collection sites for it. You just take it to Valley Village or Salvation Army or any participating, a recycler.
Yes, and those are all listed on our website. And
yeah.
Just real quickly, some of them, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Puget Sound, Northwest Center, some of the ones I already mentioned, like Salvation Army and Goodwill.
Well, hold that thought. When we come back, we're going to be talking more about Thread Cycle with Tom Watson from King County. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.